Praying, Sheikh, while you're praying and you come out of ruku', where do you place your hands, Sheikh?
The issue of placing the hands on one's chest after rising up from ruku' is a matter of dispute between the scholars. Some said the Prophet ﷺ was reported as always putting his hands on his chest, the right on the left, while standing. So it remains the same after rising up from ruku'. And the vast majority of the scholars have the opinion that no, after ruku' you let go both hands. As I said before, this question and the following three questions, I believe, related to going down on the knees first or the hands first. And also the sitting of al-istaraha or taking a break upon going to the second or the fourth rak'ah. These issues do not affect the validity of the salah by any means. We call it hay'at. It is how you perform the salah. It is neither mandatory nor an act which you can say it is even sunnah mu'akkada which would ruin your prayer. I personally go with the opinion of al-jumhur with regards to putting the hands on the chest only at the time of reciting the Quran, not upon rising from the ruku'. But I do not object to somebody else who adopted the opinion of very respected scholars, have their own view and ijtihad with this regard. Similarly, in the program of the Prophet's prayer, we discussed all of that in details. The issue of going down first on both hands or in the knees. The hadith says that we should not resemble or copy or imitate camels. They go on the knees first. But the scholars differ with regards to understanding which part is the knee of the camel, the first or the rear. So basically, they differ with accordingly whether we should go first on the knees or on the hands. Al-Jumhur, the vast majority of the fuqaha, including Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on him, were reported as that going down should be on the knees. If somebody next to me is going down on his hands, I do not object to that. These are different ijtihadat. As far as the third or the fourth part of the question, which is sitting after the first rak'ah and after the third rak'ah, and before going to the second and the fourth rak'ah, jilsatul istiraha, or taking a break, after finishing the second sajda and before going up to the following rak'ah, this is a recommended sunnah. Sunnatun mustahabba. So jilsa istiraha is sunnatun mustahabba.
Jazakallah khair. Okay, the brother still had two questions. So the next question he had was regarding making an intention while he prays. He says, can I make an intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me from the hellfire, or the opposite rather, not opposite, but the contrary, to say something like, I want to enter paradise, O Allah?
Whenever you pray, you have to imagine the following, that you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's okay to imagine that Al-Jannah is to your right and the fire of hell is to your left. When one prays with this concept in his mind, he's most likely to attain a state of tranquility or khushu'. And no one should say, I'm not worshipping Allah out of fear of His fire, or I'm not interested in His paradise, I just worship Him to love Him. No. All of that was included in the Qur'an. The love of Allah, eagerness to enter His paradise, competition towards His heaven, and running away and doing your utmost to flee from the hellfire. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of that in his prayer and outside the prayer. So the innovation of some people I do not really worship Allah out of fear of His punishment is totally false. And this is a bid'ah rather. But we worship Him khawfan wa tama'a, out of fear and hope, or hope and fear. We worship Him out of hoping to enter His paradise, and you will never attain this degree or level until you gain His pleasure. So you please Him, you enter His paradise. And you worship Him, meanwhile, to escape His punishment for those who did not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor did they fulfill what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded.